Homeless, homeless, ooh. Homeless, homeless, ooh. Homeless, homeless, ooh.
Martin Lickman, calling sick today. You caught a shade of your old face in the mirror on the wall, with eyes black as charcoal, face as white as salt. It's not your fault, she could have called, but now the rain has got to fall. But there's work to do, you can do it later. I feel so cold, we'll crawl up to the radiator. I just don't have the time to sit and wait for our love to die, like the complete death of a star, or to separate your name from mine. Jens Martin Lickman, make that simple call. You saw two skeletons dance contra dance in a painting in the hall. At work you're just some oddball, you know they're laughing behind your back, and those old cubicles make you cynical. Plus the rain has got to fall, but there's work to do. Yeah, that work is grieving. I believe you now, no you're not believing. But in my family, we don't speak of these things. And deep inside, the shit would turn to diamond rings. But the show ain't over till the fat lady sings. The rain has got to fall. The rain has got to fall. The rain has got to fall. Has got to fall. The rain has got to fall. The rain has got to fall. Oh, the rain has got to fall. The rain has has got to fall. The rain 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 has got to fall. All right, this song is called Our Last Swim in the Ocean. And it used to be a ripoff of a song by Los Lobos. It went something like... Last night, I got loaded on a bottle of wine, on a bottle of wine. But yeah, anyway, but I guess this song is a bit on a different subject. Alright. We're leaving early to avoid traffic. Your hair is golden. When I touch it, it's static. I sleep in the backseat. I wave at a school bus. You look back and smile at me. E6 runs through us. There you go. I have set the scene for you. Now it's your turn to remember our last swim in the ocean on our last night of the summer. Our last swim in the ocean on our last night together. You crack it, you put it in my pocket of my lumberjack jacket. You carve our names in our board and the mess. Our hands where they shouldn't been. You think someone might have seen us. I've recreated this day just for you. Now it's your turn to remember our last swim in the ocean on our last night together. Our last swim in the ocean on our last night forever. If you should ever forget this day, all the oceans will evaporate. If you should ever forget this day, this day would stop existing in a way. If you should ever forget this day, all the oceans will evaporate. If you should ever stop existing in a way, but I will recreate this day for you. time to remember our last swim in the ocean, on our last night of the summer, our last swim in the ocean, on our last night together. I don't know how you people spend your Friday nights, but here's a little song about when a city boy like me took a trip to the country and found myself a new hobby. In a tiny, 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 southern, sweetest little town, 2 acres of field and a gas station. Riding on my moped, looking for fun, staring into the blood red sun. Oh, the country road is a boulevard with neon lights and nights open bars. In my jacket, pack of playing cards, just jacks, jokers, and the queen of hearts. My heart is beating, beating like Ringo as I pull into the dropping bingo. Why do the people in the country wanna look like the people in the city? Why the people in the city aren't the slightest bit? I want the people in the country to have flannel shirts and sack of jeans so covered in dirt. I want the people in the country to be open and kind, but most times I met this with a narrow mind, with the big black dog to bite you behind if they ever find out you're not one of the kind. All these thoughts as I open up a single Friday night at the drop-in bingo. This is what they do out here for fun. They play bingo and let their engines run. Tonight's jackpot is a pig-headed criminal. G42, ooh, I'm going diagonal. I'm gonna gather up a few of my friends. This many fits into an army tent. Spring of savings and a bottle of wine. The Friday night's reversal of time. This little southwest. feel it shouldn't cost that much. Maybe a handful of silver or $100. Could a wild parties in a big old lodge. And windmills perfect for movies and such. We could fake our deaths to get insurance money. And take on hippie names. Be snowfish, should be sunny. We could start a little farm with little white bunnies. Just cause watching them copulate is very funny. There's a cow in an ostrich just waiting for you. A glass of apple cider just waiting for you. And the smell of Lisa 52 just waiting for you. And all I'm doing here is just waiting for you. Daydream, I'm caught up in limbo. Friday night at the drop-in bingo. Two summers ago, I went down to see my old pen pal Nina in Berlin. Because I knew that she and her girlfriend were going to America, and so I just wanted to say goodbye, see her one last time before she left. So I took the bus down and from Gothenburg to Berlin, got off at Zobanfunkturm. She was waiting there. It was very late. She helped me with my bags and we started walking through the warm Berlin summer night. And she said, "Are you hungry? You look like you're hungry." I said, "I am hungry." She said, "Let's go eat something. Actually, my parents are actually making dinner and they asked us if we wanted to come by. They're making some good vegetarian German food," which was to me an unknown concept at the time. So we took the U-Bahn, got off, walked up to the house, started walking up the stairs, and all of a sudden she turned to me and she said, "There's something I gotta tell you." And I might have told my parents that we're engaged, that you're my boyfriend. I didn't know what to say, but just then the door opened. A man was standing there, and the smell of tomatoes and basil oozed out into the hallway. This is where it all started. "Nina, I can't be your boyfriend, so you can stay with your girlfriend. Your father is a sweet old man, but it's hard for him to understand that you wanna love a woman. Nina, I can't be your boyfriend if it puts an end to all this nonsense. First time I see you in Berlin, and you don't tell me anything until outside your dad's apartment." Oh God, Jesus Christ, I try to focus on your eyes. We're having dinner with your family now. Keep a steady look at your left eyebrow. If it's raised, it means yes. If it's not, it means take a guess. Hey, you stop kicking my legs. I'm doing my best. Can you pass the fix? So we're having dinner, and her father, this very big, very German man, he leans over the table and he grabs my arm and he says, Jens, I found you on the internet, I found your music, and I bought your record. It's very nice, I really like it. I like your voice. I say, thanks. And he says, can I put on your record? Things are really getting awkward now. Your father puts on my record. He says, so tell me how you met her. I get a little nervous and change the subject. I put my hand on some metal object. He laughs and says, that's a lie detector. He takes out the booklet and starts reading. So I heard you're moving out next season. I say yes. New York is nice that time of year. Almost as green as it is here. He says I thought you were moving to Sweden. Oh God, what have I done? I came to Berlin to have some fun. And a clock on the wall strikes 4, 5, 6. On your father's wall a big crucifix. Guess that's why he won't let you go. His Catholic heart is big and slow. You know I'll do anything for love. But Nina, what were you thinking of? But Nina, I can't be your boyfriend. So you can't stay with your girlfriend. Your father's mailing me all the time. He says he just wants to say hi. I send back out of office all the replies. Nina, I just want to check in. Cause I think about you every second. So I send you this postcard just to say, don't let anyone stand in your way. Yours truly, Jens Lickman.
My hair, it's like a love affair.
Let those logs fall to the ground, or let them stay there. I show her my passport, what I looked like, but she just smiles and lets me know it's gonna be alright. Cuts my hair, mama sitting in the rocking chair. She tells me stories from the war in Iraq, cause they were there. Shirin pulls my head to the side, but in the mirror I can see a tear in her eye. Soft just like silk, you're a drop of blood. You're a drop of blood in my glass of milk. Your hands are soft. Your hands are soft just like silk. You're a drop of blood. You're a drop of blood in my glass of milk. Does her magic to my frizzy straws? Immigration and tax representatives stumble upon the laws. But what if it reaches the government that you have a beauty salon in your own apartment? I won't tell anyone, Shirin, Shirin, Shirin. I won't tell anyone, Shirin, Shirin, Shirin. I won't tell any
dignity. Ooh.
I am leaving you, 'cause I don't love you. I am leaving you, 'cause I don't love you. I'm sorry I have to be this brutally, honestly cold. But my excuses were babies of snow that I just could not hold. So you pick up your asthma inhaler and put it against your lips. Oh, those lips of love that I was dreaming of, they're still red and soft. I'm so sorry I couldn't love you enough. I'm so sorry I couldn't love you enough. I'm so sorry I couldn't love you enough. I'm so sorry I couldn't love you enough.